Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. A couple of big news stories are percolating out there, and let's get right to them. You know, yesterday I mentioned that we could be at war soon on many different fronts. And it's just really amazing. One of my great friends, a retired United States Army colonel, Colonel Joe, texted me that Russia's about to roll over Ukraine, probably take the whole country over in a matter of days. Nearly 25,000 troops inside Ukraine, mix of pro-Russian separatists and Russian troops, were snuck in along with defense contractors that are like their version of Blackwater. And he says, just announced, we, the United States, may send Navy ships into the Black Sea, which is the southern coastline of Ukraine. And that's like Russia launching a fleet to do maneuvers in the Gulf of Mexico, he says, near Texas. We wouldn't take that so well, so we shouldn't expect to be welcome there. Biden's handlers think they know better, but they could get a lot of Americans killed. I mean, that's coming from a guy who was in the military his entire life, retired, and was a top officer at a local military base here in Las Vegas, and a great friend of mine, a great fan of the show, and friend of the show. Thank you, Colonel Joe. But I mentioned yesterday there's all kinds of crises, military crises brewing. I think the biggest one is Taiwan. I believe that China knows that, A, Joe Biden has dementia and is clueless and brainless and weak and feeble. And B, they know they could push him around because they own his son and they own him. You know, God knows the kind of deals and kind of bribes that they took when he was vice president of the United States. And Hunter was over there collecting bribes all over the world. And his main one was in China. And number two was in Ukraine. And isn't it funny that China's moving on us? And making threats towards Taiwan, and Russia's moving on Ukraine. It's really amazing. These are all the situations Joe Biden was involved in and is corrupted by. And they're all the chickens are coming home to roost, as they say. And I don't believe, well, there's two things. Number one, I believe they're going to roll over us because Joe Biden is owned by the Chinese and maybe by the Ukrainians as well. And number two, we could be in the middle of a massive war if he doesn't roll over. So there's really no good outcomes here. Either we get rolled because Biden is weak and doesn't know what he's doing and has dementia, or he reacts in a vicious way. He isn't rolled. He wants to prove how strong he is, and he starts a war. And we've got World War III. You know, we never want to be in a war with Russia and China. And that's what's staring us in the face right now. When you say, well, what do you mean China, Wayne? As sure as I'm standing here, China is going to make a move and take Taiwan. As sure as I'm standing here. And it's going to happen fast. You know, it's going to be somewhere in the next few weeks, next few months, maybe in the next year at the longest. But they're going to take Taiwan. Or they're going to try and take Taiwan. I'm assuming they'll roll over Taiwan. There might be a big fight, you know, between the day they start and the day they take Taiwan. I'm sure it won't be easy. Taiwan has a lot of weapons provided by the United States. But nonetheless, they're not China. And they don't have China's military size or forces, nor weapons, you know, not in the numbers that China does. So, you know, I expect that if they did, then Taiwan would be rolled, just like Hong Kong was rolled, by the way, by China. It's supposed to be an independent territory, and China's taken it over and put all the dissidents in jail, all the protesters in jail. I really do believe Taiwan's time has come. They're going to take over. China now knows. If Trump was president, China could never do that. In a million years, they'd be scared to death. They don't want World War III. They don't want to be nuked. But if Biden's president, they own Biden. They own his... Bad things are coming. We could have World War III breaking out soon. I also talked in hour number one about Cuomo's New York, how terrible it is, how they're taxing the rich, and the rich are all making plans to leave. There's going to be nobody successful left in New York. It's just going to leave it. It's going to be an entire state filled with poor people on the government dole. It's all that's going to be in New York. I'm telling you. It's going to be scary. I mean, to think that I grew up there, and it was a great place to live when I was a kid. And we considered it the greatest state in America, and I'm guessing when I was a kid, it was probably the most populous state in America. And then by the time I became a teenager, it was probably number two to California. And then it became number three to Texas. And now it's number four to Florida. California, Texas, Florida all have more bigger population. New York has just under 20 million people. Still a gigantic state. And the fourth biggest in America. But I'm guessing when I was a kid, it was probably number one. And so many people have left. And when they left, they took so much money with them. It's so stupid to be a liberal, Democrat, high-tax state. It makes no sense. Because the amount of people that leave and take their money with them, and they bring it to Texas or Florida or even Nevada where I live, they're enriching our states and they're bankrupting New York and leaving it like a hellhole. And yet in the middle of all that, Cuomo says illegal aliens are going to get $15,000 plus checks funded by the taxpayers. Thanks to a budget deal approved by Cuomo yesterday. Democrats and Cuomo struck a budget deal that shifts $2.1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal aliens who lost their jobs during the Chinese coronavirus crisis. And the aid to illegal aliens is $1.1 billion more than the tax credits and grants for small businesses in the state. And experts estimate about 187,000 illegals are eligible for the benefits, and each could receive a one-time payment of $15,600. Or about $300 a week for the entire year. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard of. The most idiotic thing I've ever heard of. How could taxpayers be stuck with a bill for illegal aliens that should not be there in the first place? Should all be in prison or should be deported? You know? But let me jump to the story that I think is the biggest story besides illegal immigration. And I never got a chance to dig into it in my second hour, which is really my first hour, because Lee Elsie took hour number one. Thank you, Lee. As always, great job. Always appreciate you. But I've often said, you know, I'm someone who just, I can't stand affirmative action. I can't stand quotas. I hate it all. But when you talk about something like, say, a cop or a fireman or a paramedic, and you're going to reserve a certain amount of positions just because someone's black, even if they do badly on the exam, you're going to jump them above a white guy. That bothers the hell out of me, and I think it's wrong. But it still doesn't ever rise to the level of, like, a doctor, right? If a doctor, if you give a medical degree to someone just because they're a minority, just because they're black, just because they're gay, just because they're transsexual, just because they're a woman, just because they're a person of color, how do you know that doctor's not going to kill someone on the operating table? Because they're not as good as someone who was more qualified, but you skipped over them. Now, again, keep in mind, there are lots of qualified black doctors and Hispanic doctors and gay doctors and whatever. Lots of them, I'm sure. No doubt in my mind. Okay, you're not unqualified because you're black. It's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying everyone should be chosen in a life or death position or job or career. Everyone should be chosen based on skill, not the color of your skin. You shouldn't be chosen because you're white, and you shouldn't be chosen because you're black. If you don't do it on a football field, then nobody would ever think, ever. Every coach is there to win, and if they don't win, they're fired next month or next year, and their family doesn't eat. So there's no coach that ever says, "Ooh, I don't want black guys on my team. I don't want white guys on my team." No, you don't think of color. You think of, I want the best. If it's like a 50-man roster, 53-man roster, I want the best 53 players in the world on my roster. It can't be based on color of skin. It's got to be based on performance. So how could you allow doctors to be based on color of skin? But now we're going to take it a step further than even a doctor. United Airlines says 50% of the next 5,000 pilots they train will be black women or people of color. Now, again, I don't mind if they're qualified, but you can't tell me someone's qualified because they're black or because they're female or because they're black and female. There is no such thing. In the history of America, pilots have almost always been people that were former Air Force or Navy flyboys. Because you got the best pilots in the world trained by Uncle Sam. And you knew they'd never crash a plane. And guess what? We've got the safest industry in the world. Our airline industry, it's so dangerous to fly a big giant plane with hundreds of people on board. And there's never a crash. Never, ever, ever, ever. What was the last major crash? We've had a few little commuter planes. And 40 people are on board. They die. You know, God forbid, tragedy, horrible. But when was the last time a plane with 300 people on it, other than 9/11, due to pilot error or mechanical error, when was the last time a plane crashed? I can tell you when one went down. That flight went down with Sully on it. The pilot's Sullenberger, was that his name? Sullenberger? Sully Sullenberger? It went down in the Hudson. That was the last, that's the only big jet I can remember going down in the last 30 years. And not one person died. You know, you say Rockaway Beach in my ear, but I have always disagreed with that. Rockaway Beach happened 1 week after 9/11, and people were on edge, and everybody thought it was a terrorist attack. And I, to this day, there's no way we had a coincidence and a giant jumbo jet crashed in Rockaway, taking off from New York's airports 1 week after, I believe it was 1 week or 2 weeks after 9/11. It was right on top of 9/11. And I always believed terrorists got on that plane, and they didn't want to let the world know that another terrorist attack had happened because people would have panicked and nobody would fly ever again. So I believe they covered that up. I always thought that could not have been a coincidence, that that was just a crash. But all right, so it went down as one. So let's say that was the last one. Let's say that was the last one. The fact is we have the safest airline industry in the world because we hire people based on that they're the best and hopefully military trained. But now you're going to hire people just because they're black? Just because they're black women? Just because they're people of color? You're flying hundreds of people. I have no problem with a black pilot. I have no problem with a female pilot. Just make sure they're the best. Don't hire them just because. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited. Yes, you hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. And I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have a...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
And I hear that United Airlines has been panned. I mean, they're getting thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of calls saying, I will never fly United Airlines again. If you're so dumb that you're going to hire, make sure that 50% of the next 5,000 pilots you train have to be black women or people of color. I've never heard anything so ridiculous and offensive and racist in my life. And what if you can't find candidates qualified to be jet pilots putting 300, 400, 500 people at a time's lives at risk? Do you know what kind of skills required? I would argue that you should never hire a pilot without giving first consideration to airline pilots from the Air Force and the Navy and the Marines. Are you kidding me? Those military jet pilots are the most skilled pilots in the world. And so I don't care if they're black or white or women or men. What the hell does it matter? I only care that they're military pilots. Your life is safe in the hands of an Air Force flyboy and a Navy Top Gun flyboy. But your life is not safe in the hands of picking people based on the color of their skin. Ridiculous when people's lives are on the line. Absolutely ridiculous. Sad. You know, it's the same thing. I argue sometimes with women. I argue with friends, wives, that you have no right to have a quota, fire department, police department for women. And they go, well, the women, are, if they get in, they're just as qualified. If they are just as qualified, I'm all for it. But you change the tests because women can't qualify like men do. I've seen this again and again and again. They've done it in the military. They've done it at the fire department. They have a grueling test, and the women cannot pass the physical test. So they change the criteria, and women get an easier test, and then they get in. Well, that's not right. If they can beat the men at their own game and beat the men at their own test, I have no problem letting a woman in. But if they can't, they should not change the criteria to let someone in. And they've done this in the police department and fire department all over this country for years. Not the physical test. In this case, I'm talking the mental test. The test that judges your brain power. They change it and they grade it according to the color of your skin. And they jump people up who are black or people of color or women. They jump them up above the white males, even the white males at a better score. Well, when someone's life is on the line, you can't do that. It's not the same as giving a job, say, to a stockbroker, you know, or a plumber or an electrician or something where, you know, every second of every day, you're not depending on them to save someone's life in a life or death situation. But again, policemen, firemen, and then another level, doctors, a brain surgeon, right? Ben Carson, maybe the greatest brain surgeon ever. He's black. If tomorrow my brain had a problem, I'd go to Ben Carson in a second. Because you could tell he's a genius, and you see his track record. It's not about color. So my point is, I wouldn't go to Ben because he's black. I know he's black. I don't care. I go to him because he's the greatest brain surgeon in the world. That's what, or my kids. He's the greatest for children brain surgeon in the world. I think that's what he did, was pediatric brain surgery. If my kid was sick with brain problems, I'd go right to Ben Carson. You know, just like businessmen. I don't trust you because you're black. I don't hire you because you're black. I don't make you CEO because you're black. But yet, if I needed a CEO, I'd hire Herman Cain tomorrow. God forbid, Herman Cain's dead, right? I can't hire Herman Cain. He's gone. But I loved Herman Cain. We were good friends. I've got a great photo hanging on my wall of me and Herman, arm in arm. I spoke at many events back to back with Herman. I spoke, then Herman spoke. Herman spoke, then I spoke. We had the crowd going crazy. I loved Herman. What a great personality. What a great guy. And he became the CEO of Godfather Pizza and did a great job. If I needed a CEO tomorrow and he was alive, I'd hire Herman Cain. But that's because I'm colorblind. It's not because he's black. I don't notice that he's black. I notice he's a great businessman with a great resume at Godfather Pizza. God rest his soul. Herman Cain, great man. And if I needed a brain surgeon, I don't hire Ben Carson because he's black. I hire him because he's brilliant. Sponsor of this segment of the show, VRA, Vertical Research Advisory, founded in 2003, now 18 years old, with a daily investment and economic newsletter and an investing system unlike anything you've ever seen. Top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. What a track record, and I've witnessed it. I've gotten his newsletter every morning for 18 years. I've known Kip for 19 years. Nostradamus of Wall Street, amazing. His crystal ball is on the money. It's where I get all of my great economic insights from Kip. Now he's going to prove to you how good he really is. 2 weeks free. VRA membership, completely free for 2 weeks. Go to VRAinsider.com. Tell him Wayne Root sent you or Ward sent you. Free two-week membership, VRA Insider. Get 2 weeks free, and I know, I trust, you will stay for life. VRAinsider.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are 5 confirmed victims of a deadly workplace shooting in South Central Texas.
4 people were transported to St. Joe Hospital in critical condition with gunshot injuries. One other person was transported with no injuries, apparently with an asthma attack. One person was deceased at the scene.
Bryan Police Chief Ed Buskey saying someone started shooting inside Kentmore Cabinets this afternoon before fleeing. Texas Governor Greg Abbott promising the state will help in any way possible after that deadly shooting. Abbott saying he's working with state troopers and the Texas Rangers on the probe of the shooting. No word on a potential motive. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hopes to get a $2.25 trillion infrastructure bill through her chamber by the 4th of July. Pelosi saying it's an urgent priority that's long overdue. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by the War Raw podcast. That's my podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw, 7 days a week now. Stories of the week for conservatives and libertarians and patriots and taxpayers and Trumpers and deplorables. Anybody who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. So check it out every single day of the week and the big weekend edition tomorrow with my Casey Kasem Top 10 for Conservatives. Biggest news stories. Download it at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, so it's a great honor to introduce my guest, and I'll tell you a couple of reasons why. It's a whole bunch of reasons, but before we get to all his military service and what he gave to this country and what he's going through right now and what he's done for this country, I want to mention his website. He's got a brand new website called Populist Press. Populist Press, and it is an amazing, amazing website. The actual address is populist.press. Populist.press. And it is the new Drudge Report for conservatives, because Drudge is unreadable. It has been for like 2 years now, or a year and a half now. Unreadable for conservatives. Liberals took it over silently. I guarantee you, I said this for months now, that liberals took it over quietly and bought it, and they probably had some sort of gag order on Matt Drudge, and they gave him $1 billion or something like that. Drudge Report is so liberal and so anti-Trump and so anti-conservative, and this is the new Drudge. It's the best website I've been on. Populist.press in the entire country since the day the Drudge went liberal. This is the new place for you to go to. So it's a great website, but the guy behind it, people don't know, is Brian Kolfage, U.S. Air Force veteran, founder of We Build the Wall, which raised $25 million to privately construct a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. And he actually started doing it in Texas, and he's a great hero. He lost three limbs. For this country. He's a great man. And then liberals in the New York Southern District came after him for that We Build the Wall and indicted him. And my other friend, Steve Bannon, they're under indictment. And, it's just a bad situation. And yet, through it all, you still managed to start this amazing website, Populist.press, which has now quickly become my favorite website, number one thing I go to every single morning. Brian Kolfage, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Wayne. Huge fan of yours, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Thank you, and you've taken good care of me, because every time I have an interesting story, you put it right in the headlines at your website. So we've gotten amazing coverage and a lot of traffic, and I really appreciate that you take my stories and you put them in stars, you put them in neon signs. That's really cool. Let's talk about a couple of things. Let me start with this. First of all, you fought for your country. You lost three limbs. And then Southern District of New York indicts you. Tell us what that's about and what you're going through.
Well, they indicted us trying to say we misappropriated funds and things of that nature, which is 100% untrue. And really, this was just a sham process to take out Steve Bannon right before the election. And with taking out Steve Bannon, they eliminated him from able to assist the president. And it looks like it possibly might have worked. And it's just a bunch of crap. It's all it is, what we're seeing going on with the Southern District and the New York Attorney General, where they're going after conservatives like they did with General Flynn. This is the same thing. It's all a sham. And in the end, we're going to show the American people that that's all this is. And they wanted to ultimately stop us from building the wall. We were successful. We were showing the American people that we could build the wall privately with private funds. And they put a stop to it, and now we're seeing what's happening on the southern border today.
All right, let's talk about your website. Is it meant to be the new Drudge? Because it looks exactly like Drudge used to look, except it's got all the interesting, controversial stories that a Drudge used to put out that conservatives would love and patriots would love, and then Drudge went bad and went left, and I can't even look at Drudge anymore. It was one of my, things on my top navigation bar where I went to it. It's gone now. It's erased, and you took its place. Did you mean to be the new Drudge? Was that the way you built this?
Yeah, and we set it up literally a week before the election, because we kind of saw what was going on. We saw what Drudge was doing, and we were pissed off. And frankly, I was pissed because I felt like I've been silenced by the Southern District of New York, and I want to fight back, and I haven't been able to fight back. So this was kind of like my way to fight back and give the power back to these little blog sites and and the conservative right to be able to fight back and get the news out there because what Drudge did. And we knew the thing with Drudge was what made it popular is everyone loved the format. So it was like, why not just copy their format, give it a new name, and just give it the content that they used to have. And it worked. Like instantly everyone just started flooding over and coming over to our site, who were ex-Drudge readers, and they loved it. And so that's kind of what was the motivation behind it, and it's worked, and we're just going to keep plugging away, and hopefully we'll be able to have a big impact in the next election by being able to give people like you and other bloggers and websites and the conservative right the traffic they need to reach the people so they can, the American people can see what's really going on, so they don't have to hear the crap from the mainstream media.
All right, so let me ask you a question. I always felt that I was kind of, I have a touch that's like a Matt Drudge, right? I know what are going to be the stories that every conservative, you know, loses their mind over, their head explodes, and they've got to read more about it. Most people don't have that touch. You know, Fox News doesn't have that touch anymore. Fox News puts mainstream rhino kind of stories out. I'm someone who right now, I think the number one news story in America is United Airlines saying we're going to make sure 50% of every pilot we hire now is going to be black woman or a person of color. Well, that's ridiculous. Then planes are going to crash because you're not, you don't care. They're great, I say. If they're black and talented, great. But just because they're black, just because they're a woman, just because they're a person of color, you're asking for disasters in the air. So I kind of have a touch for what a good story is. I must tell you, Brian, your site's incredible. It's like the old Drudge. You've got all the stories that I pick for my show now. Who is doing the picking for you that's got that great touch?
I'm doing it mainly, and then I also have another partner who does also the other workload of it. So we split up kind of 50-50 right now of selecting the content. But yeah, we're just sitting here behind the computer every day, all day, most of the time, just looking at stuff and trying to find the best news to put out to the conservatives, because we got to fight back, and that's what this is about. It's about securing our nation and letting and informing people know of what's really going on and how crazy the world is becoming under Biden. It's just nuts. I mean,
I don't say this lightly. You've got the touch, man. You've got the touch. It's a great website, and I love the stories, and I go there every single morning and throughout the day now. And I like to say, you know, kind of my touch is I'm a combination of a Ronald Reagan conservative, a Donald Trump conservative, and TMZ and Howard Stern, you know? And that's what your site is. It's a little bit of Howard Stern and a little TMZ. You got to be an entertainer. You got to entertain people, and you got to get them excited. And your site does a great job of it. Let me make sure everybody knows, populist.press. I didn't even know there was such a thing. I thought it's .com or .net. You have .press. So, it's, in other words, that's like a media lineup of sites. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we kind of just took both. We wanted to, we got that name first, and then we also have populistpress.com. So both will funnel into the website. We saw that populist.press was out. We thought it was cool, and we snatched it up.
All right, cool. So let's talk about the biggest headlines on your site today. I never had a chance, you know, I do this show and it's pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, and I never see a single question before I open up my sheet and then I see it. So I'm seeing the things that you picked as the biggest stories today, and what did you pick? The one I just mentioned, United Airlines selecting new pilots based on skin color, and then it says the darker the better. Is that, who said that it was the darker the better? Is that literally in the memos? It says they want darker?
No, but they're basically, that was our interpretation. If you read their memo, they're basically just saying that, you know, if you're dark, of dark skin color, if you're African American or a woman, then we're going to hire you over everyone else, regardless of your skill and how good you are. And they're placing skin color above all else and
crazy.
Gender.
Crazy.
And it's just nuts, as you said earlier. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, that's been my big story all day on the show. That's been my big story. What did I say? I said if I was going to, you know, need a doctor for brain surgery tomorrow, I'd pick Ben Carson. I think he's the best brain surgeon in the world. I don't care that he's black, but I wouldn't pick someone just because they're black. I pick Ben because he's the best, right? If I wanted a CEO of a company, I might pick Herman Cain. He's dead now, but I'm saying as of a year ago, before he passed away, I would have picked Herman Cain, great CEO. I wouldn't have picked him because he was black. I would have picked him because he was so talented at Godfather Pizza. But to say I'm going to hire someone because they're black, I think United is about to lose a lot of flyers, a lot of customers. Bad, bad decision. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the wokeness is out of control. And You know, I think these corporations really need to keep their nose out of politics and focus on
right.
what they do best and
right.
Representing people and flying people. If you're in the business of flying planes and pilots, hire the best pilot. That's it. That's your job, is hire the best pilots. We don't care about someone's skin color. We don't
right.
care about their gender. Hire the best pilots.
And they and by the way, Brian, they shouldn't care about voter ID either. What is a corporation's business about voter ID? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Exactly. It's just going into this whole wokeness in our country, and I'm afraid that it's going to seep into our military next, and it's just going to be a security problem for our country.
Yeah, well, it is in the military. There's no question. Look who we hired to head the military. A guy who said his number one goal is about transsexuals in the military and protecting gays and transsexuals. And his number two goal is getting rid of white supremacists. What white supremacists? I've been around military my whole life. Nicest people in the world. Salt of the earth. Crazy. Hey, don't go anywhere. I planned you for one segment, but I want to bring you back. Can you stay through the break, Brian, and come back on the other side? Brian Colfitch, U.S. Air Force veteran. I believe he's a hero, a great man, founder of We Build the Wall, and his new website is the new drudge, populist.press. If you're a conservative and you're a patriot, you got to be on here every day. Greatest stories, populist.press. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn with Brian Colfitch. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's TrustedNewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. TrustedNewspaper.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. The warrior's with you. If you want peace, you got to prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on this show, war as in Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne Allen Root is here for Revive Health, the sponsor of this show, an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. Revive Health provides you with simple, inexpensive, affordable access to high-quality virtual health care through telemedicine doctors and medical professionals. So no long waits, no hassles of visiting a doctor's office. You're not around sick people. It's a convenient and safe alternative. You don't even need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered right to your door. And the cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You save hundreds of dollars just on medications. Wonder why you haven't heard of it before? It's brand new. Nevada is one of the first states in the country where it's available. And within a matter of days, it'll be available everywhere in the country. It's ideal if you're uninsured, underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is driving you to the poorhouse. You can sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team's available to answer your questions 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, so we're back with Brian Colfidge, U.S. Air Force veteran, founder of We Build the Wall, privately raised $25 million to construct a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. His website is populist.press. And when I tell you, it is the new drudge, and it is a fantastic website, and he has a touch picking the perfect stories. I'm telling you, you know, when I say that, that's high praise. Brian, let's talk about one of the more interesting stories out there on your site this week, and that's Alex Jones, the famous radio talk show host in my business, catching migrant children being stuffed in the trunk of a car. Has anyone ever figured out what that was about, where they were taking those children?
No one that I've seen has figured it out really to get to the bottom of it, other than the Catholic churches in that area, or actually all along the border, the Catholic churches are doing this. They're taking the children and they're just passing them off to these groups who are involved with the Catholic Church, and they drive them off into the sunset, deep into the American heartland, and give them to different families or pass them off to different churches. And really, they're smuggling children. No matter how you look at it, these children are being smuggled, and they're doing the work for the cartels. I mean, they're just the American version of the cartel smuggling channel, and they're doing the work for them. And that's exactly what it is.
And Brian,
border agents.
How does anyone know whether they're being sex trafficked? How do you know they're not driving them
exactly.
off to be involved in pedophilia and pornography? How do you know what they're going to?
And it's definitely happening because before even all this crisis was going on when we were building the wall, we were involved with a lot of Border Patrol agents. We spoke to them constantly, and this crap was going on long before Trump was around. And it was on a small scale, and now we're seeing it on a grand scale. Now that Biden's in office, they've opened the borders, and it's just now it's more in public eye. So more people are seeing it. These children are being taken advantage of. It's happening on both sides of the border, and it's just a shame. I mean, these kids should not be put through this at all. And
Brian, I was just going to say that, you know, in my history, what I found when people catch you on a secret video and you're not guilty, you just calmly look in the camera and say, you got it wrong, here's what's going on. But when you're guilty, you clam up and you say nothing, you're scared to death, you're in shock. Well, you know, that reminds me of that, you know, that old To Catch a Pervert thing that they used to have on national TV. And that, yeah? Well, and this guy clammed up. When Alex Jones ran up to the car and they were stuffing the immigrants in the trunk without a car seat, without a seatbelt, nothing, and he started screaming at him, what are you doing? Where are you going? Where are you taking the kids? The guy refused to say a word. He would not answer. That tells me he was up to bad purpose.
Yeah, and you don't know who these people are and these kids. I mean, anybody could just pull up in a vehicle and act like they're part of this group and just snatch up these kids.
Right.
There's no checks and balances. There's no
Very
checks
scary.
And balances.
And, Very scary.
The kids can't speak for themselves.
Let us say, so we don't get sued, though, that nobody knows. I don't know for a fact. And neither does Alex Jones, and neither does Brian. None of us know where they're bringing those kids and what's happening. We're just guessing it's bad news, and it does not look good. Let's talk about Dave Chappelle. That'll be our last story of the night. Dave Chappelle revealed a farewell party for Obama with celebrities on Obama's last day at the White House. They knew Trump was coming in the next day, and they wrote dirty notes for Trump's staff to find in the drawers. What kind of notes did they write?
Oh, they're writing mean stuff, saying, like, we hope you fail. We know you're going to fail. You're going to just tell him basically he sucks at what he does and just mean-spirited things. It's stuff we expect and see from the left all the time. Like, I'm not surprised this happened. And I remember when this story actually came out, these staffers told everyone what was going on when President Trump was first elected. And everyone said, no, that's not true. Obama said, no, it's not. That never happened. And here we are today. And they're bragging about it.
Yeah. Well, of course, it happened with Clinton, by the way. When Clinton, you know, was gone last night, and the next day George W. Bush was coming, and they left the same kind of notes. If we ever did it, it would be the biggest scandal in the world. But we don't do things like that. We're not classless. Brian Kolfage, we got to run. His website, brand new, and it has got the greatest stories. He's got the touch, finding the best conservative stories. Populist.press. Populist.press. You'll find my stories headlining there a couple times a week. Brian Kolfage, U.S. Air Force veteran. We appreciate all you do. Thank you, my man. God bless.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Populist.press. Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, reach me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com, my website, RootForAmerica.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.